Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perakei Mishnah Ches, Chapter 5, Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Yai Nesach, wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah, wine of a non-Jewish person, Aser, the halacha is that it's Aser, not just is it prohibited, but Aser b'chalshu, even a drop of it could prohibit, could Aser a tremendous amount. So you have a little bit of wine of Yai Nesach that falls into a massive vat of kosher wine, the whole thing becomes Aser. Yayin b'yayin, if it's wine in wine, Umayim b'mayim, or let's say you have water that was poured for Avodah Zarah, so that water is Aser, and that becomes mixed with a massive barrel of regular, normal water, b'chalshu, it becomes prohibited even with just a drop. Yayin b'mayim, but let's say wine that's Aser gets mixed into kosher water, Umayim b'yayin, or water that was Aser gets mixed into kosher wine, b'naisin tam, it only prohibits it if it is less than 60 times the amount. If it's the keter is more than 60 times the iser, the halacha is its batel, and it loses its identity because it doesn't give tam, it doesn't give taste. Zeaklal, this is the rule of thumb. Mim b'minai, if you have kosher water, let's just say, that gets mixed up with treifa water, kosher wine that gets mixed up with treifa wine, b'mashim, then even a drop of the iser is going to prohibit the entire heter. V'shalei b'minai, but if let's say it's water and wine, or wine and water, b'nais and tam, that it only prohibits it if there's less than 60 times the heter than the iser. But if not, the halacha is that it's mutter. Let's see Mishnah Teth, Mishnah 9. Elu asurin, these things are asur and hana, in benefit, v'oisrim b'chalshu, and even a drop of them prohibits a massive amount. Yayin nesach, prohibited wine that we just discussed in the previous Mishnah. V'avoidazar, let's say a person has a statue of avoidazar that gets mixed up in a thousand permissible statues. Va'irais luvuvin, hides of a behema that were torn open. The goyim used to do that. They would tear open an animal and they would take out the heart. Those hides now become aser and hana. Vishar aniskol, or an ox that gored and killed somebody. The halacha is that it has to be stoned. Once it's killed, it's aser in hana. Even actually while it's still alive, it's aser. Ve'egla arufa, we know that if let's say we find a dead body and it was murdered, and we're not sure what happened to it, there's a whole ceremony where the zakenim, the elders of the closest city, come out, and as part of the ceremony, they kill a calf. That calf is now prohibited to derive benefit. Vitzipari mitzera, the birds that a mitzera brings when he becomes tahar. Vitzar nazir, the hair of a nazir that he shaves on the day that his naziris is over. Opetar chamar, a donkey that's a firstborn as asar nana before it is nifta, before it is redeemed. Ubasar bechalav, meat and milk that become mixed with one another, not only are they prohibited to be eaten, but one may not derive benefit. So if a person has meat and milk in their home and they want to give it to their non-Jewish hired help, it's aser because you can't derive benefit. Visar ha-mishtalech, and the sair, the ram that was sent out on Yom Kippur to Azazel, that is prohibited to derive benefit. Vechulin shenishl bazar, if a person shecht, slaughters a regular non-holy animal in the Azar, in the Korda Beis HaMikdash, it becomes Asur Hana. Harei Elu, all the aforementioned Asurin, they're Asur and Hana. Vaisu Michalshein, and just a drop of them could prohibit a larger mixture. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.